Now, sport is one area in which the Czech Republic often punches above its weight, and some of the country's top sports stars, such as Pavel Nedvěd and Jan Železný, are truly world famous. Ian Willoughby is our sports expert here at Radio Prague, and he joins me now with a short look back at Czech successes this year and a quick look ahead to 2006.
Thanks, Dita. Well, football is, of course, the world game, and the Czech national team, who are second in FIFA's world rankings, this year secured a place at the 2006 World Cup in Germany. The Czechs finished second in their group, eventually making it through after beating Norway in the playoffs. Pavel Nedvěd still hasn't announced whether he will actually go to Germany, but it's unlikely he'll miss the chance to appear in a World Cup for the first and last time. Expect other players of his generation, such as Karel Poborský and Vladimír Šmicer, to retire from the international game after the competition. Šmicer, one of the most popular figures in Czech football, ended his career at Liverpool on a high, with a fantastic goal in the final of the Champions League. Both he and Milan Baroš were the first Czechs to win the prestigious competition. In the Czech Republic, ice hockey is just as popular as soccer, if not more so, and the whole country celebrated in May when Jaromír Jágr and co. took gold at the World Championships in Vienna. A month and a half from now, the nation will be glued to their TV sets again, as the Czech team attempts to repeat the famous 1998 Winter Olympics win in Nagano, this time in Turin. Among the other Czechs hoping to do well at the Olympics will be cross-country skier Kateřina Neumannová, who this year became world champion for the first time. Ski jumper Jakub Janda will be hoping to follow up his recent successes with a medal too. In athletics in 2005, young Jaroslav Baba set a new Czech high jump record of 237 centimetres, though he missed out on the medals at the World Championships in Helsinki. The Czech Republic's biggest success there was silver in the decathlon for Roman Šebrle. Finally, tennis, and two young Czechs, Nicole Vajdašová and Tomáš Berdych, made a very big splash this year. Vajdašová, still only 16, broke into the world top 20, taking three WTA titles. Berdych, meanwhile, won the Paris Masters, the biggest Czech success in tennis in many a long year. Expect to hear more about them and a host of other Czech sportsmen and women over the next 12 months.